To God, of course.
The preacher preaches a
sermon.
One man might say, I go to church to hear the sermon. And another one might say, I don't care anything about the sermon. I go to hear the
music.
Oh, that music is
beautiful or divine.
You might say, I thought I had time, but I got caught in traffic and the post office was closed.
When I got there.
The enemy and opposite of God is called
the devil.
What do people think they see at night to frighten them, and they're all in white?
Ghosts.
Have you ever heard them called anything else?
No, I don't believe I have. I do remember, too. They call them spooks.
All right. Maybe it's very chilly or cold out, and you might say, I better put on a sweater. It's getting chilly.
Rather chilly outside.
I'll go if you insist, but I'd not.
I'd rather not.
What do you say to a friend you haven't seen for some time?
Oh, I'm so glad to see you. Or it's mighty good to see you.
All right, and if somebody owns 500 acres, how much land would that be?
It'd be a right smart.
Right smart. Would you use that also when you'd say a right smart of pain?
Yes.
Or money? Or how else would you use it? You might say a right smart of what?
Right smart of trouble. A right smart of happiness. You could use it several different ways.
Well, do you use it that way?
Yes, I say right smart is a good bit.
If you want to say something stronger and more enthusiastic than just yes, you might say...
Certainly.
Or have you ever used a slang expression like that? You bet or sure?
Mm-hmm. Yes, I'd say you bet.
Can you really do something? If someone asks you a question, can you really do that? And you might answer them, I
sure can.
Okay. And if you are very polite in answering someone who is your senior, you might say to a man, yes.
Sir.
And to a woman, yes.
Yes, ma'am.
If somebody intensely disliked to go somewhere, you'd say, he dreaded the place.
He really didn't want to go.
It wasn't just a little cold this morning, it was cold.
Real cold.
If your mother cooks something you liked, you might tell her it's good, or to emphasize it, you might say, Mama, that's good.
Super, super good, or that's good.
Or that's
real good.
What are some expressions you might have heard used if you hit your finger with a hammer? When you were nailing something, what might you say or have heard someone say?